I want to study the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of vidui, the relationship between the two. The Torah says, "Ki a mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha lo rechoka himcha ki karav elecha dover miod beficha ubilvavcha lasoso." The Ramban says in his commentary on the Torah that a mitzvah hazos hi mitzvah hatshuva haamura mikodem. Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha, v'ata tashuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem. And the kavana here is not just on Klal HaTorah that you should listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, hearken to the voice of Hashem and His commands. Because if that be the case, it should have said Kol HaMitzvah in this pasuk. It doesn't say Kol HaMitzvah; it says Ki HaMitzvah Hazos. And that implies that the Torah is singling out one particular mitzvah. And when it says, Beficho bilvavcha lasoso, that's a reference to vidui. One must confess his sins orally. And the Ramban adds, Vavona vosam befihem. And even within the verbal declaration of vidui, one should mention not only his own sins, but also the fact that his father has sinned. V'yashuvu b'libam el Hashem v'yikablu aleihem hayom haTorah lasosa l'doros. And one should accept upon himself today the Torah. He should return to Hashem with a full heart and accept upon himself the Torah to fulfill it eternally. So the Ramban's opinion is that tshuva is a mitzvah semen haTorah derived from the pasuk v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kol. The Rambam, on the other hand, writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, kol mitzvos shebaTorah bein aseh bein los asem ovar odom al achas mehen bein bezodon bein bishkoga kisheyase tshuva v'yoshuv micheto Chayav lisvados lifnei akel baruch hu, shenemar ish o isha ki yasu v'gomer, visvadu es chatosam asher osu ze vidui dvorim. Vidui ze, mitzvah sase. The language of the Rambam, kishe yase tshuva v'yosu v'cheta, when he does tshuva and he repents, then chayav lisvados is the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin samach dalet derives from this lashon Rambam. That in the Rambam's view, tshuva itself is not a mitzvah, it's not a positive command. The mitzvah is that when a person does tshuva in order to achieve atonement for his sins, he has to do it in this particular way through vidui dvarim. And the analogy is to the mitzvah of gerushin. It's not a positive command to divorce one's wife, but if he's coming to divorce her, the mitzvah is that he do it according to a certain seder, according to the legal requirements and regulations. We find something similar in the parasha of Nachlos, where the Rambam counts Nachlos as a mitzvah saseh amongst the Taryag, even though the Nachla is transferred over to the Nochlim, to the inheritors, those who receive the property, and that happens automatically without any action and even without any knowledge or will on the part of the recipient. So what is the mitzvah that the Rambam counts? What kind of mitzvah is it if it happens automatically? The Yerusha passes from the Morish to the Oresh? And the answer is that we implement the law of Yerusha. We treat the property under the law of Yerusha. And we do whatever the Torah says is necessary. Here too in Tshuva, the Seder HaDvarim, the sequence that you have to do in order at the time that you do Tshuva is absolutely necessary, but the Tshuva itself is not a mitzvah, is not a positive mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch goes even further, and he adds the following point. He says, even if he did not implement the Seder the exact sequence of the Maisa Tshuva, and he did not fulfill the mitzvah Tshuva as it should be fulfilled, that's only a ma'akev, that's only going to remove him from kapara. But as far as the definition of the person is concerned, his status as a tzaddik, in other words, the transformation, the transition from being a rasha to a tzaddik, is not dependent upon kapara at all. Even here at tshuva, without vidui, which is vidui is essential to the Seder Maisa Tshuva, but nevertheless, here HaTshuva is itself enough to be metayer a person, if I could use that term, and make him into a tzaddik. And of course, the Minchas Chinuch derives this conclusion from the Braisa in Masechta Kedushin Memtes, HaMakadish HaSa'ish HaBenash HaNi Tzaddik, Afil Rosh HaGomer Mekudeshes Shema Hir Her Tshuva B'Taito, even though there's no vidui prepared, just here alone. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, Hirhur is an act of tshuva that transforms the person from rush to a tzaddik, even though there's no seder tshuva, there's no maisa tshuva, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah in the exact seder and with the requirement of vidui. Now, this understanding of the Rambam is very, very difficult. To say that the Rambam holds that tshuva is not a mitzvah because the Rambam writes chayav lisvados, one could certainly say that even if tshuva is a positive command, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, nevertheless, it's not logical that tshuva itself is merely a matter of rishus, meaning a person has the option of taking advantage of tshuva, and then if he does so, then vidui becomes obligatory. That's a little bit strange to say such a thing. And furthermore, look at the Rambam's koteret, you know, his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva. He writes, mitzvah saseh achas v'husha yoshu v'chote micheto l'fei akel v'yisvada. It would seem here clearly that tshuva itself with vidui is the mitzvah. And furthermore, the Rambam says that Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva Lakol LeYochid Ularabin. And the Rambam goes on to say, L'ficha Chayovim HaKol Lasos Tshuva Ulisvados B'Yom HaKippurim. It's clear that Tshuva on Yom HaKippurim is a Chiyuv. Should we say that Tshuva of Yom HaKippurim is a mitzvah unto itself? I mean, there is such a sheet in Rabbein Yon and Shari Tshuva, but the Rambam counts one mitzvah saseh achas v'ilchus tshuva. It must be that Tshuva's Yom HaKippurim, which the Rambam formulates here in Hilchus Tshuva, is simply another expression, is a part of the greater whole, which is the mitzvah of tshuva. So again, we're not going to accept that the Rambam codifies a new mitzvah, a separate independent mitzvah of tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, codified here in Hilchas Tshuva. But we're rather going to say that there's a special unique obligation to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim in addition to the general full year, you know, every moment of the year you're chayv in the mitzvah of tshuva. But here, the Rambam is saying that on Yom HaKippurim there's an additional chiyuv of tshuva. But of course, then you'll ask me, so why does Rambam only use this language of Chiyuv Tshuva with regard to Yom HaKippurim? And one could say that the intention of the Rambam is to specify a particular time for this Chiyuv. In other words, since Yom HaKippurim is Keitz Mechilu Slichel Yisrael, one does not have a right to postpone the mitzvah of Tshuva. The rest of the year, if he does so, okay, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah yet, but he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. The Rambam wants to establish a bittul mitzvah saseh of tshuva if he doesn't do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. So if Yom HaKippurim comes and he doesn't do tshuva, he violates his mitzvah, his obligation of tshuva, that's a bittul aseh. And therefore the Rambam writes that Yom Kippur is man tshuva l'kol, v'ukeitz mechilu slicha l'ficha chayov makol lasas tshuva l'svados b'Yom Kippurim. In other words, with regard to Yom Kippurim, the obligation is absolute, it's unconditional, it doesn't tolerate any pushing off, any postponement. But there is a mitzvah tshuva, obviously, the whole year round, according to the Rambam, but it's not urgent at one particular moment. And we know in general that we can classify mitzvahs under these two categories. There's some mitzvahs that you have to fill immediately or within a certain very limited amount of time. And there are other mitzvahs which begin from a certain period of time, but you have the whole lifetime to fulfill them. Here, the Rambam is establishing two different dimensions to the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva the whole year round can be fulfilled when it's fulfilled, and it tolerates postponement, but the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippurim is immediate and tolerates no postponement. Now the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayelech, and this you'll see in Dvarim Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, based on the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, "Maya tshuva hu sheyazov hachote cheto v'yasiro mimachshav to v'yigmar b'libo shelo yaseu od v'chein yisnachim ala avar v'yoyed ala v'yodei tlumos shelo yashuv l'zeh chet li'olam v'tzarech l'svados b'sfasa v'lomer inyonos elu shegomar b'libo." The Rambam has defined and presented four different fundamental elements that make up tshuva. Number one, azivas hachet, terminating sin. Number two, kabbalah le'asid, a resolution for the future. Number three, charata, he's got to feel very badly about what happened in the past, regret for the past sins. And finally, vidui dvarim. Now let's focus on the first of the four. The Rambam says, hushayazov hachote cheto. And we can certainly assume that that's not a special mitzvah. In other words, it's not a chiyuv of azivas hachet. He's constantly omeid umetzuva. He's in a situation which he's commanded not to do that sin. So he has to be parish min hachet in any event. So why do we need azivas hachet as a special mitzvah? But rather we would assume that the fundamental element or obligation that defines the kishkis of the mitzvah of tshuva is kabbalah li'asid and charata shebelev. These two inner moments, so to speak, when a man says to himself, I'm absolutely committed not to return to that sin. And the other emotional element is charata shebelev, that he feels remorse and regret about his past misdeeds. And then the Rambam has the third major element in tshuva, which is objective, and it requires an action, that's not just the emotions, and that's vidui peh. So the Pirush, the way we understand the Rambam now, in the context of the Meshech Chachma, Rabbi Simcha, is that the definition of vidui is to just speak out all these in yonim shegomer b'libo. So the vidui is really a concrete, shall we say, action of tshuva, and it relates to all the other parts of tshuva that are belev, and he should verbalize the chet and express in words his regret and remorse about the sin, as well as his resolution for the future. So we understand now what the Rambam means by kshayas etshuva v'yoshuv micheto. This is a further, shall we say, extension or intensification of the azivas achet. The azivas achet means he ceases to do the Avera, to repeat the Avera. And now, Kishayasa Tshuva V'yoshu Mecheto, what the Rambam is talking about is a more developed and a more sophisticated kind of Aziva Sachet. The legalistic, formalistic Aziva Sachet already has taken place, But now we need an azivas hachet on the part of the person who sinned. So let's see if we can reformulate what we just said. Perhaps it was a little bit ambiguous. We're suggesting that the language of the Rambam that we had to grapple with, it was very difficult, kshiyase tshuva v'yoshu micheto, is a reflection of the first element of tshuva, v'aziva sachet, which is not part and parcel of the chiyuv of the obligation, insofar as it's already included in the losase itself, in the or the mitzase, whatever it might be. In other words, obviously he has to terminate his sin. Aziva sachet is crystal clear. It's given, it's built into the aver itself, I mean the losas itself, and therefore it cannot be a separate, independent element in the maisa tshuva, in the mitzvah of tshuva. Therefore, when the Rambam says kshayasa tshuva, which means he already implemented aziva sachet, and that the Rambam is not willing to define as a chiv, because, as we said before, that's built into the aver itself, then the Rambam says chayv lesvados. Chayv l'svados means that now he has to integrate all of the elements of tshuva, which means at the end of the day vidui, but it's much more than just vidui. He's obligated to have charata, remorse about what he did, his misdeeds, v'kabbalah li'asid, and a resolution for the future. And this is all integrated into the very essence, the very fabric of vidui peh. When a person is misvada, he's got to be misvada on all these things, and include and express in his verbal declaration of vidui, charot on the past, kabbalah on the future, all this is included in vidui. And this doesn't contradict what the Rambam says in his introduction in the Koteret, Mitzvah Saseshi Yoshev V'Yisvade, which seems to contradict what he writes in the Pnim, because here the Rambam is outspoken about the fact that this is one of the Mitzvahs Asei, Yoshev V'Yisvade. And if you'll ask, but doesn't this contradict what we've been saying? There's no special Mitzvah Asei on Aziva Sachet that's built into the Chet itself. And the answer is, when the Rambam establishes this mitzvah saseh of vidui, what he's saying is that vidui is the expression of all the elements of tshuva, of charata ala avar and kabbalah asid. So again, just to summarize, when the Rambam says in his very cryptic language, kishayasa tshuva, he's referring to aziva sachet, desisting from sin, and that itself is not part and parcel of the mitzvah of tshuva. That's just a given that's built into the mitzvah itself, and therefore the Rambam uses the language which was perplexing to us, but now we understand very well why the Rambam uses this ambiguous language. Kishayase tshuva v'yoshev micheto. Kishayase v'tshuva is built into the crime. You know, the Torah says, lo silva shatnes, and the man wears shatnes. He is obligated by virtue of the law of lo silva shatnes to be ozev the chet, to leave the chet behind. The Rambam is telling us when he reaches that fruition and accomplishes that great goal of aziva sachet, now he's ready for the other elements of the ma'isa tshuva, which include charot al avar, kabbalah asid, and the vidui itself. The change in the language of the Rambam between his introduction and the halachas themselves can be understood very well in light of the fundamental breakthrough of Reb Chaim Brisker, who differentiates between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyuma Mitzvah. So one could say that the Rambam in the Koteret, his introduction, is focused on the Kiyuma Mitzvah. He's going to define the Kiyuma Mitzvah. In the Pnim, on the other hand, he's going to define the Gufa Shel Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah. What do I actually have to do? So the Kiyuma Mitzvah includes tshuva in general. But when the Rambam gets to the Pnim, he's talking about the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Maisa Mitzvah is Vidui. in a sense, that interpretation means that the Ikar, the primary mitzvah of tshuva, is in fact the tshuva shebelev, rather than the vidui. The vidui is only a completion, almost like a secondary tag on to the mitzvah. And that's the and the key of it, as we said, is this emotional state of tshuva, which, as we saw earlier, can transform a person even without the Maisa Tshuva. The Maisa Tshuva is what the Rambam is going to define in the Pnim, in the Gufa Shel Halachos, and he begins by saying, Chayv Lisvados, the Vidui must be a concrete expression of all the elements and dimensions of Tshuva which he's undergone already. So the Rambam opens up with the Iker Kiyuma Mitzvah, which is doing Tshuva. In the Pnim, he's going to explain the Maisa Mitzvah and describe it, define it in all its detail. And that's called Vidui Dvarim, which is really an expression of what a person has in his heart, what he's undergone in terms of Tshuva. So just to summarize what we know from our study until this moment, is that the mitzvah of tshuva is a positive command, whether I accept the Ramban Shita or the Rambam Shita. The difference being that according to the Ramban, there is a source in our parsha for the mitzvah of tshuva, and that's v'shavta. According to the Rambam, that pasuk of v'shavta is not referring to tshuva as a mitzvah, but rather as a promise and a prophecy for the future. V'shavta, at the end of days, we in fact will do tshuva, and that's what the Rambam reflects in Perek Zayin Milchus Tshuva Locha, Hei Kol Anavim Kulam Tzivu Al Tshuva V'Ein Yisrael Negolam V'Tshuva Kvar Ticha Torah Shesof Yisrael Lasos Tshuva B'Sof Galusam U'Miyadim Negolam Shenemar V'Hoya Ki Yavo Eilech Kol Advar V'Gomer V'Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha V'Shav Hashem Elokecha V'Kibatzcha. So we see that the Pasuk, which according to the Ramban, in the Pasuk and Parashat Nitzavim, which according to the Ramban is mandating a command of tshuva, from the Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Tshuva, we get the opposite impression. The Torah is telling us, B'Torah's Havtocha, guaranteeing and promising, foretelling what's going to be, and that is that Kal Yisrael will do tshuva at the end of their Golus, and then that's going to precipitate the immediate redemption, the Geula. And that's the pasuk v'hoya ki yavo alecha kol advar ma'ele v'shavta Hashem elokecha v'shav Hashem elokecha v'kibatzcha, that the source of the mitzvah of tshuva is not here, according to the Rambam, in Parshas Nitzavim, when it says v'shavta Hashem elokecha, that's just a promise, but rather the source is from the parsha of Gzelas Hager, which is Visvado Eschatosom Asher Osu. And therefore the premise that we're going to operate with is that although the Pasuk Vishavta might refer to Avtocha, to a promise of Hashem, nevertheless, there is a definite Chiyuv to do Tshuva and to recite Vidui, which is a chiyuv, a mitzvah derived from the pasuk that's in the parash of Gesal Ger, Visvadu Eschatosom Asher Osu. And that means it's not enough to have the feelings and the inner moment of tshuva as an emotional upheaval, but moreover, there has to be an objective maisa that clinches the tshuva, and that's Visvadu Eschatosom Asher Osu. And the question that I wanted to raise with you, but it's not critical for our discussion today, is why is the sin of Gezel so high profile? It's repeated again and again, twice in the tefillah of Ne'ilah. And what's the shaychus of Gezel? And I think we'd have to say that Gezel is not a reference to one particular act, to stealing, to robbing someone, but rather the concept of Gezel is much more abstract and all-encompassing. So when we say Lamad Nechtal Mi Oshek Yadenu, perhaps the Oshek here in a symbolic sense is when you cheat someone. This context, that someone that you're cheating and you're stealing from, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo. Because by sinning, you're really robbing Hashem and usurping your body, your mind, your emotions, everything that God has given to you, because the condition of that gift is that you do the mitzvah Hashem. And once you do Averis, it's Laman Yechtam Yoshek and Deinu, this is already Oshek, because Kaviyochel, you're stealing from Hashem. Hanesham Aloch Vaguf Shaloch. Now, with regard to Vidui itself, let's read the Rambam again. After the Rambam spells out at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva what exactly Tshuva entails, and then immediately after that, at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam emphasizes that every one of the Mechaprim has to be accompanied by Vidui. At the moment that he does Tshuva for Kapara, at the moment that he brings a Karbon, at the moment that he receives a punishment from Bezdin, whether it's Misa or Malkus, in all these cases, he must recite Vidui. Vidui must accompany all the Mechaper. And then in Halacha Beis, the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Vidui of Kohen Gadol on the Sarah Mishtaleach, which he says is Lufishu Kapara al Kol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Misvadol of Halosh and Kol Yisrael. And the question is, what's the nature of this Vidui? It doesn't seem to be identical with the Vidui of an individual who does tshuva. When the Kohen Gadol recites Vidui on behalf of all the sins of Klal Yisrael, is there's no shaychus of charot and kabol liyosid. If the Vidui is being formulated on behalf of Klal Yisrael, where's the element of charot? Where's the element of kabol liyosid? And it would make sense that all the requirements that the Rambam sets up for tshuva and for vidui that apply to individuals should apply even with regard to the vidui of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So this discrepancy again between the vidui of the Kohen Gadol and the individual who's reciting vidui for his own sins in the fulfillment of all the prerequisites and conditions that the Rambam set down here at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, it would seem that we don't have really an identity between Vidui of Kol Adam and Vidui of Kohen Gadol. It seems to be a major gap and a fundamental difference between the private Vidui of an individual and the public Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on behalf of the collective entity of Knesset Yisrael. In the case of the Vidui of Kohen Gadol Avonis Beis Yisrael, there's no shaychus of charot and kabbalah. And yet, in the case of one's personal tshuva, and therefore Vidui, one has to confess a confession without charot, without kabbalah loss in the case of the Kohen Gadol on Avonis Beis Yisrael, whereas the individual in his Vidui is formulating his charot to his kabbalah loss. And furthermore, in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippur, the Rambam establishes a very specific nusach for Vidui, and in that nusach for the Vidui that takes place, that is implemented by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur, there's no mention whatsoever in the Rambam of Charot and Kabbalah Lasin. So what is the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on behalf of Knesset Yisrael? Well, what's its meaning? If it's not at all similar to the individual Chovas Yachid who recites Vidui with a Charata, Vidui with Kabbalah Asid, if the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol is lacking all these essential dimensions of Tshuva, what makes this Vidui meaningful? Why does Hashem accept the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol? And furthermore, you might ask a question of geography here in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam bring down the halacha of vidui of kol adam together with the halacha of vidui of kohen gadol? The Rambam seems to flow one statement from the other. With regard to the kohen gadol, there's no mention whatsoever of charata and kabbal yasid. And therefore, we have to understand the vidui of the kohen gadol, which is stripped of these elements of charata and kabbal. So in order to answer this question, we want to read the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Havidui shenogu bo kol Yisrael aval anachnu chatanu v'hu ikar havidui. The source for this Rambam is the sugya of Shmuel in Yuma Pei Zayin Amid Pei. Shmuel says, "Ushmuel havikoyim kishigia shatz l'tevos eluvi omru shmamina ikar vidui hayhu." And the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi say that the word chatanu is lavdafka. It should be chatanu avinu pashanu. And that's what the Rambam himself establishes at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that the Shav has to mention the nature of his sin as being one, two, or three. Now, how does this all reflect what the Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Aleph, the beginning of Perek Beis, she'inyan avidui v'ikaro Hu ano Hashem chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha. So the Rambam requires vidui peh, and that's okay. We're familiar with this concept. It's taken us a few decades to get used to it. You mention in our vidui that not only did we sin in the sense of chet, but also chatanu avinu pashanu. And if the Lech Mishnah is right, that whenever it says chatanu in Perek Beis, with regard to the vidui of Yom HaKippurim, it's lav dafka, don't limit it to chatanu to chet, it includes avinu pashati as well. But how does that reflect what the Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Aleph, that the vidui is not just chatasi avisi pashati, but it's on Hashem, Chatasi visa v'shati lufanecha, sisi kafakach, nichamti, boshti, m'masai, lola menechosa. This is all part of the verbal declaration, the confession of vidui. And once again, what shaychus does that have with our minig on Yom HaKippurim to say, aval anachnu chatanu? So it must be, I think, that the vidui of Yom HaKippurim, in which he doesn't mention anything, he just says chatanu, must be a separate category of vidui, a mitzvah unto itself that somehow is engendered by Yom HaKippur. And the nusach vidui of the Kohen Gadol, in contrast to the nusach vidui here in Perek Aleph Milchus Tshuva, is relatively short. And that's the minig as we saw in the Rambam on Yom HaKippurim. There's a much longer nusach vidui in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, which is, and that vidui is organized according to the Aleph Beis. And the Rambam brings in Seder HaTfilah at the end of Hilchos Tefilah, at the end of Sefer Ma'ava, he writes, V'chein anu nogim bo. And that is, in fact, our minuk, to recite a nusach vidui ha'aruch based on the Aleph Beis. Now, what's interesting here is that this vidui of Yom HaKippurim, which only mentions chet, is when the Rambam quotes the Seder Tefillah. In Seder Tefillah at the end of Sefer Ava, the vidui based on the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon, and he says that's our minhag. He doesn't mention a tshuva other than a tefillah. Yiratzom fanecha shalo echte od. So that's very fascinating. That on Yom HaKippurim, the Ikar is to be mispalel, that Hashem should grant us the strength and the ethical and moral strength to abstain from sin. And furthermore, not everyone was knowing the vidui of the Gaonim and the Rishonim. The Meiri points out in his Chibur on Tshuva that vidui of the Gaonim, it's better, it's recommended that we don't say it, because then we'll come to be misvadeh al chatoim shelo avra aleihem, and we shouldn't be reciting vidui for sins that we didn't commit. So obviously there's one school of thought which would object to the longer vidui, because we shouldn't be saying something that's not relevant to us and be misvada for sins that we didn't commit. And therefore the Rambam is very clear in his language when he says Avidu Shenogu Okol Yisrael is Aval Anachnu Chatanu. I mean, he adds Kol Yisrael. In the Nusach Aruch, it doesn't say, meaning in the longer vidui that the Rambam codifies, he doesn't mention Nogu Bokol Yisrael. Obviously, the longer vidui is dependent upon various minhagim in various places. It's not absolute. And therefore, the longer vidui is not something that can be described as Nogu Bokol Yisrael. But in any event, we see very clearly that the vidui that was accepted as a minhag of Kol Yisrael on Yom HaKippurim is a very, very short and concise vidui. There's no tshuva here that's being expressed with all the strata and all the dimensions of tshuva. It's really just chatanu. Yeah, anachnu v'avoseinu chatanu, or anachnu chatanu. And it's very similar in that sense to the Kohen Gadol's vidui on Yom Kippur, because he can't mention charata and kabbalah when he's being misvada on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, if you take a look in the Urayim, in Reish Samach Gimel, he writes that our vidui is derived from the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. So in other words, now we have to come to the final conclusion. There seem to be two classes or categories of vidui. There's one vidui, which is the vidui of every individual that comes and accompanies tshuva. And then there's the vidui of Yom HaKippurim. And this is a clear-cut fundamental distinction. You know, when we do vidui as part of tshuva, we have to go through the long vidui and all its component parts that the Rambam codifies at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Aleph. And it's got to express our charot alav, our misnachim, and kabbalah asid, and the whole bit. Mashenkin on Yom Kippur, all we're saying is anachnu chatanu. And that really needs some explanation. Unless we could say that maybe itzumo shel yom mechaper l'shavim. That's all we need, is that the person recite a very short vidui in Yom HaKippurim, and if it's sincere, that's enough to make him into a tzaddik, and he can achieve the success in din and mishpat. Hashem will write him down and inscribe him in the good book of life. Because itzuma shayom mechaper, as long as he's a shav, which means he did the barest minimum of tshuva, he recited the shortest version of vidui you can imagine under the sun. Nevertheless, that itself, if it's sincere, makes the transition and the transformation of the individual from rasha to a tzaddik. And the vidui in such a case, if he gets to the point of vidui, should have to be a very complex vidui. But when the vidui is only there to accompany this massive, overwhelming koach hamachaper of Yom HaKippurim, now the vidui has to be its barest minimum. He doesn't have to, if you pardon the expression, spill his guts out and go through charata and kabbalah hovin and have misnachim all over and all these details. All he has to do is the grassroots, basic, minimum vidui, and that's enough to be mitzarif. His status as a tzaddik to the koach ha-mechaper of Yom HaKippur Mitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. And I would just like to point out that in the Nusach of Vidui Ha'aruch that we have adopted for Yom HaKippurim, we say Al Chet Shekotonu Fenecha Bi Ones Uveratzon. And one would ask the question, what Shaykh is Vidui on Ones? Ones Rachmana Patre, it's not an Avera that engenders a Chiyuv Tshuva and Vidui. The Rambam himself at the end of Masechta Yuma in his Pirush HaMishnayis says that the al chait of the vidi aruch shen is damein lo odo bi ones eino tzorach kapora. What I mean to say is that there are two categories here. There's a category of shogeg, which entails some element of negligence and certainly precipitates tshuva for kapora, but then there's another kind of ones. In contrast to Shogi, there's an ones, which is a whole different kind of alleviation. He's alleviated from everything. He doesn't need kapara, he doesn't need tshuva. So why does the Vidui Aruch mention Al Chet Shekotonu Fenecha Bi Ones Uveratzon? And furthermore, what is the essence of Vidui? If Charata is not shayach on an ones, because hakim is charid on something that was against your will, you were compelled to do, and certainly in the case of ones we find it difficult to speak about kabbalah ala asid, because again, what shayach is kabbalah asid when circumstances arose in your life, in your private life, which were, you know, which you couldn't, you were absolutely onus. And therefore, the concept of vidui with regard to onus is a very difficult one. And this is basically the lumdus that onus is mafkir the ma'is avera, and therefore, he's clearly being misvada for something that's not in any way reflective of charot and kabbalah, a different kind of vidui. We find in the Torah's Kohanim on the Pesuk Vizvadas Kol Avonos Bnei Yisrael with regard to the Vidui of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur that he himself, the Kohen Gadol, was misvada even on Onsim. That would seem to be the source for the Nusach of our Vidui Ha'aruch, in which we mention Onis as well. So what I'd like to discuss with you, but maybe we're running out of time now, but we'll pick it up another time, are the two dimensions of Vidui. Vidui as part of tshuva, and vidui of tefillah. In other words, when we recite vidui, it's merely a formulation, expression of what we have already achieved in our inner moment, the kiyum shebelev that we spoke about, the zecharata, the kabbalasid, and all the details that the Rambam mentions. But there's also an additional element in the midst of tshuva, and the one who really, I think, breaks ground on this is the Sefer Yireim and Tov Mem Aleph, Rabbi Lezer Mimetz, who says, "Hachet yechupa b'tachnunim u'bekarva," as if to say we can achieve atonement for our sins by pleading in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, or at the time of the Mikdash, bringing a karma. The Avu and the Kulu, here's the fascinating part, he says, the source for this, the paradigm, is the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol is misvade on the Sarim Mishtalech on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, then what he's doing is he's being mispalel and being mischanein in front of the Creator. That's the essence of the vidui, the keeper, kapas dvar makosim edaber. Vidui of the Kohen Gadol is radically different than the vidui of a shav b'tshuva, in which the vidui expresses all his inner moments. In the case of the Kohen Gadol, what we have is really a tefillah. The vidui essentially is a petition to Hashem to be mochel and to give a person the strength to do tshuva. And the Braisa says that Ono has to be the kickoff of Vidui. And the reason for that is Nemar Kan Kapora Venemar Lahalan Bechorev Kapor Malahalan Bionaf Kan Biono Vechain Bechatos Vashom Shkosman Vekiber is we also derive the same halacha of Vidui and Tachnunim. So basically, just to summarize our points here, we see that Vidui comes under two different categories, and the one is the culmination of the act of tshuva and expresses all of the inner moments of tshuva. On the other hand, Vidui is a tefillah and tachnunim, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be mochel us, our Creator should be mochel us, and that's going to be a way in which we achieve kapara. And that is the essence of Vidui in this category. It is a tefillah and a tachnun. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Shembly Neder, we'll see if we can pick this up at a later time. And in the meantime, I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Yom.